So, for the next 2 hours, this is Charlie on your radio across Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding areas on 98FM, online, phoenixfm.com. In the news today, we'll be speaking Trump and Parps. It's amazing how much fart content I can squeeze into 2 hours, but there will be Trumps and Parps. Two completely separate news stories. And I'll play the Trump jingle as well a bit later on. At 11 o'clock, we will be crossing over to the Cenotaph and observing the 2 minute silence. I'll pick out a few bits and bobs from the news through the show. The music is all right, actually. Bit of Simple Minds in there, Boston. Womack and Womack, a song your mum will like. Bit of Crash Test Dummies. Corner Shop. Paul Simon, yowza. Bit of Kylie, the Stranglers are in there. Red Hot Chilies, Fleetwood Mac, David Gray. The show's shaping up all right so far. What else can I tell you? What's new in the world of Charlie? Well, the delights of being single struck again last night when I cooked myself a takeaway. So this is the problem, you see, with being single. It's just not worth the hassle cooking anything proper. Because, well, waste, really. Because if you cook something, you end up having... Actually, it's the same with takeaways, if I'm honest. You have something, and then you have leftovers. So Saturday night din-dins becomes, yeah, Sunday lunch. You can't manage to drag yourself down to the Toby Carvery and... Bosher a Sunday roast, then your sweet and sour King Prawn balls become Sunday din-dins as well. Blimey, Charlie. So that's the woes of being single. It's been ages since I cooked a decent paella, and I absolutely chuffing love paella. So if you fancy paella Friday or Saturday night, come round to my place and I'll cook for you. I could just do with the company, to be honest. All I need. You just do the washing up and I'll be absolutely champion. 13 after 10. This is Hall and Oates. It's got the longest intro ever. 37 seconds left. No, I won't bother. I'll keep stum. Get back in my box for 3.5 minutes, all right. But first of all, keeping the tone as low can be, Parp is my headline here, which is best described via the following sound. A man's police interrogation in Kansas City, Missouri, was ended prematurely. We all have those problems. After he began answering questions by farting. So say local reports. Sean Sykes Jr., Sean Sykes Jr., yeah, try saying that 10 times, is facing federal gun and drug charges after being pulled over twice by police in Kansas City. Bad times. He was initially released in September, but taken back into custody this month. Explosive new details have now emerged of Mr. Sykes' original interview in September that was brought to an abrupt end. According to the Kansas City Star newspaper, a detective's report said Mr. Sykes leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud fart. Now, we've got the squeakiest chair in the world in the studio here, and I could demonstrate that by doing this. Hang on, let's move that like that. There we go. There you go. That's probably what happened. Recreated in the Phoenix FM studio. No charges were filed at the time. Mr. Sykes denied knowledge of what's been going on, etc., etc. Then he got pulled over again and then got charged with stolen firearm offences and... possession with intent to sell cocaine. The detective's report emerged during a court appearance last Monday. So, if he wants to repeat the experience, we can always lend him our chair. I mean, it's a little bit squeaky. For a while, I thought it was me making the noises, which is one of the reasons why I stand up when I present, because you move just a little bit to the left and the chair starts to groan. Move a little bit to the right and it groans a little bit more. So that's Parp news. A bit later on, we'll be doing Trump news. Yes, yes, oh yay. Hello, Charlie here. So we've done Parp news. I was going to wait a little while, but I thought what I'd do is bring it to you now. Can you guess what it is yet? Anyone want to buzz in? Fastest fingers first. What am I doing now? Can you guess? Can you guess? Yes? Yes, it's Trump news. After our Parp news, we're keeping things flatulent in the area. Trump's in the news again. You might have heard this earlier in the news. He's having a pop at North Korea. After North Korea, to be fair, had a pop at him, but let's face it, Trump's an easy target, isn't he? I think they called him a dotard, which is their version of saying he's old and irrelevant. And Trump's kind of alluded to Kim Jong-un as being short and fat. It's... I think Gareth said this earlier, it's not great looking at the news these days, but when you wake up on a Sunday morning to find the leader of the free world calling someone short and fat, doing the hand movements, which I was practicing yesterday, actually, after bumping into Trump on the telly. You sort of do the OK symbol, finger and thumb together, and then put them in front of your chest and then wave them side to side. It's like a dance craze. It's going to take over the world of discotheques like the Macarena did in the 90s. Ask your mum. So, yes, you wake up on a Sunday morning and the leader of the free world is calling people short and fat and telling people he's a great mediator and knows all the best words. I've got some words for him. They're mostly four-letter ones, unfortunately. So that's this morning's Trump news. How's your Sunday morning going? This is Charlie on your radio till 12 midday. It's getting a little bit cloudy out there, but it's expected to stay dry for the rest of the day, but only 7 degrees Celsius at best and frosty overnight. Looking forward to getting up early in the morning, especially on a Monday. We all love those days with the scraper and the can of de-icer at the ready. Familiar sound, if you don't have to get up, the familiar sound that wakes you up, people next door and across the road, what you hear is the sort of, usually about 10 to 7, isn't it? You hear this sound. Then a swear word, and then a... That's the sound of scraping. And that wasn't me scratching the microphone, that's all, no. In the news, Apple has addressed a glitch which caused some iPhones to unexpectedly start auto-correcting lowercase letter I to a capital A and a question mark. Which is a bit stupid, really, because Apple sort of base their whole brand on the letter I, especially a little I, and their operating system automatically corrects the little I to a capital A. Now, if I didn't know any better, I'd say someone put that in deliberately. Yeah, well, it's like as a software programmer, you're sitting there tapping away on the keyboard. That's my keyboard and not me banging the desk. If keyboard equals I, then keyboard equals capital A. Go sub loop. Yeah, definitely a malicious bit of tweaking there, I think. If you haven't already fixed it by getting the latest software update, all 1.5 gigaflops of it, you can download it on your neighbour's Wi-Fi. And on tomorrow's drive from 3 is me. Hi. Quite sure what Keith's up to. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. But I got the phone call saying, do you want to do it? You know what I said, didn't you? Oh, wow. So, yes, if you haven't had enough of me already, I'll be back on your radio tomorrow afternoon. Mentioned earlier, you know, when you're single, cooking is just an absolute nightmare. So I am now an expert at prick the lid with a fork. That's about as much as I've done the last couple of years. It's just not worth the hassle, is it? It's much easier to get, you know, lasagna from the refrigerated section. That's what I do. That's how I try and meet women these days. You know, you don't go online and do all the Match.com and all those daft singles sites. What you do as a guy is you stand in the produce aisle and look helpless holding a couple of melons.